from the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Top six at six.
What a way to finish the week.
Yep.
Well done, everyone. Top six at six, coming in at number one this morning. Search for bodies as pilot charged with missing campers' murders. Oh, 20 months the investigation's been going for, and they've made an arrest. It's old, mate. Whether he's done it or not, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not getting into any of that gear.
No, been a long investigation.
It sure has, hasn't it? Number two, famed singer Kamal has admitted his chronic addiction may have played a role in the breakdown of his 55-year marriage. Now, we don't know what his chronic addiction is yet, because I think it's a big forward sell to Kamal being on A Current Affair this evening and revealing the chronic addiction.
Oh, I see.
I'm guessing.
Right.
I'm guessing.
Oh, I wouldn't.
Yeah?
Whatever it is, it's sad. After 55 years of marriage.
Yeah.
You know, it's a long time.
It's a long time to just
you're going to start again.
Are you going to start again? But at the same time, after 55 years, you might be relieved.
Possibly, yeah.
There could be a part of you that thinks, yabbity, yabbity, yabbity's gone.
Can you start?
Kamal's probably on New Start as well.
Something. You mean the JobKeeper payment?
Oh my God.
It's quite ironic.
It's rough.
It's a New Start and he's on New Start.
We'll be watching the telly tonight to find out.
Certainly will. I never miss Tracy on a Friday.
No, especially on a Friday.
Number three, pop star Tiffany is apologising for swearing at fans during a train wreck performance in Florida, saying she had a panic attack on stage and is horrified by her antics.
If you say so, Tiffany.
Okay, Tiff. If you reckon it was a panic attack, we'll believe you this time, but
yes.
Not next time.
No.
Yeah.
Fool me once.
Yeah, exactly. Fool on you. Fool me twice. Both of us are fools.
Yeah. Okay.
We know where it goes. Nailed it.
Nailed it.
It's good to be brought up to date with that
fool
sort of thing.
Fool me once. Fool on us. Fool me twice. Two of us are fools.
Is that even it?
No.
It's not even
absolutely
close.
Not.
Nowhere near.
Number four, Prime Minister Scott Morrison, I know, I can't believe it either, has slammed the anti-corruption watchdog in New South Wales as a disgrace in a kangaroo court that did over former Premier Gladys Berejiklian by probing her love life. I would wait. I would hold back on that kind of stuff until the findings early next year before I join Gladys's camp.
Seems a little premature.
I mean, you know why they mentioned her love life? Because she was having a secret affair with a bloke that she's been alleged to have funneled government money to.
Yeah.
That's why they checked out her love life, Scott.
Yeah.
He probably didn't understand because they weren't talking in tongues.
When does it wrap up anyway? When are both those findings?
I think.
February, yeah.
Bloody hell.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you're from the Shire and you're a Christian.
Well.
How's that?
I'm just saying hurtful stuff.
I'm sure he's very hurt.
Reckon he listens?
I hope so. I'd love it if he does.
Would ScoMo, if you're listening, text the Loz line.
Yeah.
0457 05 105.
He's not going to know the number. Number five, police have placed an armed guard outside a backpackers hostel in Byron Bay to lock down 81 guests and staff after an unvaccinated employee tested positive to COVID.
No.
Well, why is there an unvaccinated employee working at the backpackers?
It's Byron Bay. Yeah.
Exactly. Put some shoes on, you hippies. Number six, Marnus Labuschagne has been named in Cricket Bible Wisdom's 2021 Test Team of the Year. Now, this is the controversial part, yeah. Will, as an opener, despite never having played the position in his 18 Test career. So they've just wanted to squeeze him in.
Yeah.
Who have they got it for?
I don't know, actually. It's like the All-Australian team where they put Patrick Dangerfield in a forward pocket or something. You're like, oh, we've got to get him in.
Yeah, well, there was all the controversy around the midfielder who was playing on the wing last year, remember?
Yeah, can't remember who it was. But Marnus hit a ton for Queensland recently.
Yeah, he looks like he's in good nick.
Steve Smith was number four, Joe Root number three.
Joe Root, gee, hasn't he come good? All right, well, that kind of is it for the top six.
Well, got about 10 seconds
all
to
right,
wait
well,
for
let's...
our...
Oh, well, I'll have another go at ScoMo.
Rohit Sharma was also opening with Marnus.
Rohit Sharma. Sharma.
Oh, dear.
Top six at six.
Yes.
What's on the
back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. Now, let's get your sport news, the wide world of Will. What's happening, Will?
Thank you, Troy. Usman Khawaja
has
been praised by people watching their Sheffield Shield game because he selflessly enforced the follow-on. So he put his club team, well, the state
team.
Shield team, the Queensland team, ahead of his own batting.
Test aspirations, as it were.
Yes. And he chose to follow on after South Australia was skittled for 102, allowing Travis Head a second opportunity to bat as well, because he was disappointing. He hit 101 in the second innings, though.
Did he? Good on him.
His second century of the season, and now it looks like he might be putting his hand up for the number five spot. They're kind of going a bit head-to-head, the two of them.
Yeah.
So Khawaja has had quite the season himself.
He's had a lot of runs.
Yeah. So we'll see
it's
where
it's going to be a great
go.
Test team. I tell you what, we're going to thump the English.
I think so too.
We're going to send them home packing after they didn't even want to come here.
Yep.
I can't wait.
For Queensland, Labuschagne also hit 110.
Oh, you say Labuschagne, do you? I say Labuschagne.
You did say you Labuschagne.
I think it sounds better.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Tim Payne in the Tasmanian second 11.
How'd he go?
He had a score of one in the first innings. His second
ball
innings score was seven.
Okay, he's building.
It's his first red ball game, since April.
Since
so
April.
Hasn't seen a lot of it. Oh. But we'll
what
see.
Is a red ball game?
That's test cricket, right. Like 5-day cricket.
Thank you.
Yep.
He's in trouble, I reckon.
Yeah.
Tim?
From his neck surgery. Former England captain Michael Vaughan will play no part in the BBC's coverage of the Ashes here in Australia starting December 8.
Yeah, this is a big story.
Yeah, following accusations of a racist comment he made to former Yorkshire player Azeem Rafiq.
So the BBC have said, well, we're not going to have you. I wonder if he's... Many of these guys work for multiple platforms across the series. I wonder who else he's working for and whether they'll take a similar stance.
Fox Cricket, and it's understood that he will still work for them this summer.
Oh, so they're not worried about it?
It doesn't appear so at this stage.
Interesting.
It's a 2009 allegation. It says that he was referring to players of Asian heritage and said, quote, too many of you lot, we need to do something about it. That's the allegation. Vaughan has denied it. And that's where we stand.
Yeah, all right. Well, I don't know what to say about that.
Yep. In the NRL, Queensland and Storm front rower Christian Welch has turned his back on the Dolphins. So they're looking for a marquee signing. They can't seem to get their hands on one.
Because who would go there?
Well, they're looking at Kalyn Ponga as one of the big names.
Why would he go there?
He's a Queenslander.
Ugh. You've got to be more than a Queenslander to go and play in Redcliffe. You've got to be an idiot.
Oh, Welch has extended his current Melbourne Storm contract by 3 years to the end of 2025. So great news for
Good
the Storm
news.
When they needed some.
Yeah.
And in the NBA, our couple of Aussies that are dominating over there, Patty Mills has once again starred for the Brooklyn Nets.
He is on fire.
7 of 10 three-pointers in the win over Boston.
Seven of 10.
Currently second in the NBA for three-pointers, only behind Steph Curry, who's the greatest three-point shooter of all time.
Yeah.
And he's fourth in threes off the bench in NBA history.
That's unbelievable. I mean, and that's the game now. It's just pull up and hit a three.
Yep.
And if you can be that guy, you are invaluable.
Worth your weight in gold. Yep. Meanwhile, Josh Giddey, the young Aussie kid, in the loss to Utah for OKC, he scored 19 points, 8 assists, 6 rebounds, and he became the third teenager in NBA history to register 100 rebounds and 100 assists in their first 20 games.
He's a freak, this kid.
So he joins LaMelo Ball and LeBron James for that statistic. So it's very impressive.
Oh, he is going to be just a superstar.
Yeah. And when you consider that Ball and Giddey both played in the NBL last year, the Australian domestic competition.
Unreal.
Good news for the NBL. They've become a bit of a breeding ground for the American competition.
Well, they were always like where guys came to end their career.
It used to be the graveyard.
Exactly.
And now it's the nursery.
Ah, beautifully said. Well, that's your sport, the wide world of Wilt.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.